Excuse me, so sorry to disturb you, but you look like you love Black History. And if I'm right, you need to check out the Black History Buff Village over on Patreon. There's no ads or annoying interruptions like this. Just post after post of beautiful Black History. When you get a minute, please check it out. You won't regret it. Link's in the description. All right, I'm off now. Bye. Imagine walking into your favorite bookshop. Head into the section you always visit. Maybe it's the section on folktales, science fiction, political memoirs, or stories that just make you feel seen. But today, all those sections are gone. The labels are still there, but the books vanished, removed without explanation. It sounds unbelievable, like something out of a dystopian novel, but that's exactly what's happening. Not in a bookstore, but in military libraries across the United States. And today, in this episode of the Black History Buff podcast, we're going to be looking at how the US military is pulling books that address race, gender, and diversity from its libraries. What's behind the move, and what does it say about the stories we choose to keep and the ones we choose to erase? So on May 10th, 2025, the Pentagon issued a directive to military libraries, instructing them to review and potentially remove books that address diversity, anti-racism, and gender issues. The order came from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Under the guise of a content review aimed at aligning materials with the core values of the US military. On the surface, it sounds like a standard review of library materials, but it's not the first time we've seen this kind of move. Over the last few years, similar actions have taken place in public schools and local libraries across America. But why now? For some, the directive is seen as a protective measure, a way to ensure that military resources align with a specific set of values and ideologies. For others, and by the way, to be clear, I'm others, it's a blatant act of censorship that targets books advocating for equality and justice. I just want you to just take a minute and imagine being a young recruit. Maybe you're a Black woman, a queer soldier, or a Latino immigrant. You're stationed far from home, and the library is one of the few places you can find stories that reflect your experience. Now, those stories are vanishing. Walking into that diminished library, knowing that it once held diverse stories, must be heartbreaking. The only way I can really think of it is as if you were suddenly placed in a world where everybody else had a mirror, but you didn't. So other people can look in the mirror and see themselves. They can check their reflection, see how they're doing, see where their weaknesses are, where their strengths are, but you can't. You're not given the power of reflection. You're not allowed to see yourself exist anywhere in the world. Not in a rain puddle, not in a shop window, not even in the mirrors in your own home. Everyone else gets to see themselves, but you don't. And while some people may not notice it at first, eventually you'd realize that you don't even know what your own face looks like. It's just you and your thoughts. That's what I think it's like when you remove diversity from history. You don't get to see yourself. And eventually, it gets to the point where nobody else sees you either. You become invisible. You become irrelevant. The message is that you don't matter. And when that message is repeated over and over again, the reality can quickly become that you don't. And that's the thing. This isn't just about books. It's about visibility. It's about identity. It's about having a tangible reminder that you exist, that your story matters, and that your struggles... Excuse me, so sorry to disturb you, but you look like you love Black History. And if I'm right, you need to check out the Black History Buff Village over on Patreon. There's no ads or annoying interruptions like this. Just post after post of beautiful Black history. When you get a minute, please check it out. You won't regret it. Links in the description. All right, I'm off now. Bye. And triumphs aren't being erased. One of the books on the potential removal list is Stamped from the Beginning by Ibrahim X. Kendi. This book is a comprehensive examination of the history of anti-Black racism in America. It's the kind of book that not only educates, but it affirms, reminding Black service members that they are part of a long legacy of resilience and resistance. And that's just one book. Imagine what it might mean to lose them all. Because this move isn't happening in isolation. It's part of a broader trend where books addressing race, gender, and inclusion are being challenged and removed right across the US. Since 2021, multiple states, including Florida, Texas, and Virginia, have introduced legislation restricting books that discuss slavery, the civil rights movement, or LGBTQ plus history. Critics argue that these actions are part of a larger campaign to control narratives and suppress conversations about systemic inequality. And in a military context, the stakes are even higher, because the military is a microcosm of society. It's a place where people of all backgrounds serve, work, and should be able to live together. Restricting access to books that explore diverse perspectives isn't just about controlling what people read, it's about controlling how they think and what they know. Book censorship isn't new. From Nazi Germany, the McCarthy era, right up to the civil rights movement, there have always been efforts to suppress voices that challenge the status quo. I did a short episode on something called epistemic erasure. You can go back to listen to it. It will be there in the link. But epistemic erasure is the process of eliminating information from public knowledge. And this story right here, it crystallizes that point. By taking these diverse histories, Black history, out of schools, out of publicly accessible resources, you're effectively driving it underground. You're creating a world where we can be deleted out of the history books. That's going to affect us now, but it's also going to affect our children and our children's children. And it's why we need to treasure the resources we have and prevent this from happening as much as we possibly can. And as Black people, we need to be in full control of our own stories. Because if we don't, things like the civil rights movement will get lost to the world. We'll lose the ability and, more importantly, the idea that we can achieve great things. Listen, before I go, I want you to think about this. Who gets to decide what stories we read? Because if we allow institutions that are run by people who don't mean us well to dictate what information is accessible to service members, what does that mean for the rest of us? And what about the service members themselves? Are they less deserving of stories that challenge, inspire, and reflect the diversity of the world they defend? Maybe it's time to ask ourselves. If the books that explore the complexity of race, gender, and inclusion are being pulled from the shelves, what kind of future are we building? And for whom? Because the stories we protect today will shape the world our children will inherit. If this episode moved you, please take a moment, not just to reflect, but to share. Pass it on and start a conversation with someone. Make sure the people around you know what's happening and why it matters. Anyway, until next time, stay blessed. Stay informed and keep making history. Excuse me, so sorry to disturb you, but you look like you love Black history. And if I'm right, you need to check out the Black History Buff Village over on Patreon. There's no ads or annoying interruptions like this. just post after post of beautiful Black history. When you get a minute, please check it out. You won't regret it. Links in the description. All right, I'm off now. Bye.